Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on BizTalk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Welcome to hour number two here on your Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon for our friends on the East Coast. Happy Easter weekend to you. It is Garden America. I'm Brian Main along with John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Follow us on Facebook, 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com for questions. And we are streaming live right now, live Facebook. If you go to Garden America Radio, Garden America Radio Facebook page,
wave,
Tiger's
hi.
Giving the wave. John,
to prove we're alive.
John's a little camera shy. That's okay, John.
Well, I'm very uncomfortable right now because Tiger's making me go to Facebook.
Oh, gosh.
It says, look in the comments section. What's the comments section?
Oh, gosh.
I don't get Facebook.
I don't get it.
You can explain that to him, Tiger, real quickly.
Yeah, underneath the video, do you see our...
I see the video.
Okay, and then underneath it, there's comments that people can write. And
right, I see those.
And there's one from Joan. Do you see
no,
that one?
No.
All right, I'll find it for you. He's lost. He's lost in the interweb.
Do I click on comment where it says 41 people reached?
No, that's only that's if you want to make a comment. That's if you want to tell me how I'm doing.
Well, do I click on the 41 people reached?
That'll show you, I think, who it's seen it or who it's gone out to.
This makes for great.
Yeah, we're doing IT. Are we doing IT work right now?
IT lesson here for John.
I don't get it.
But as long as you can see it at home or wherever you are.
Yeah. I know how to answer email questions. Should we do one of those?
We do, yes. Until the phones start ringing, let's do some more email questions. And again, that's john@gardenamerica.com. And reminder, no guest this hour, so that would be 855-424-9825.
This hour is devoted to solving your gardening problems.
Not only that, John, you reminded me that this hour is also brought to us by our friends at Bayer. Get more from that little blue bottle.
It's Bayer Advanced.
Bayer Advanced. Thank you for that.
All right. This one comes from Lila in Poway. And she says, good morning, gentlemen. So this is for all of us. I have lichen growing on some of the branches on the east side of my Asian pear tree. Is it harmful to the tree? And if so, what should I do to get rid of it? Well, the good news is that lichen usually does not harm a tree. It doesn't pull its nutrients, not a parasite. It doesn't pull its nutrients from the tree, so it doesn't hurt it at all. So nothing to worry about there, Lila. Sometimes lichen can be the sign of a tree not doing well, that maybe it's under stress, but not usually. But it certainly doesn't hurt the tree.
Yeah.
I mean, you had a question.
Well, no, I mean, I think that as, what is it, a Rolling Stone grows no...
A Rolling Stone gathers no moss.
Gathers no moss. And that's the same with the tree, is that if it's actively growing and healthy, you don't see some of the damage that sometimes occurred. Okay. But at the same time, if you're in a forest and it's just a damp, humid environment and moss is growing everywhere and lichen is growing everywhere, then, yeah, it's completely
normal.
Yeah,
and the forest is still healthy.
Yeah, it's still perfectly strong. So here, real quick, Joan. John, it's Joan Goff in Marin. Yesterday, I walked the dog and saw the avocado tree in the next block, and it is loaded with flowers. I mean, loaded. We have had over...
It's got a lot of flowers.
93 inches of rain.
Wow.
Yeah. Who knows if they will ripen? That was her comment to you.
Oh, 93 inches.
That's a lot. Now,
Joan is one of my Rosarian buddies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she...
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
A rose expert. And she has a, I'm trying to think now, she has some seedlings that she's germinated. I think one seedling might have come from Alain Blanchard, which is an old garden rose. And the one that she had from the seedling that she sent me a picture of was kind of pretty. I liked it.
We've got a call. Rosalind is standing by. Rosalind, thank you so much. You're the first one this hour at 855-424-9825. How can we help you?
Well, I'm trying to find some seed for some meatball eggplant.
You guys were
talking about them last year.
Right. Last year we sold the plants and we had them grafted, but not this year. And the seed is exclusive to Burpee Seed Company. So only Burpee Seed
will. Whom?
Burpee.
It's a seed company, Burpee.
Yeah.
B-U-R-P-E-E.
Right. B-U-R-P-E-E. So Burpee Seed Company is the only one that has it. You can order it through their catalog or you can... do you have a computer?
Oh, I'm a dinosaur.
Well, you know what? Let me take a look and see if they have an 800 number. So if you will get a pencil and paper within a few minutes. I'll see if they have a number, and I'll give you the number to call. They're the only people you can order that seed from.
I was the one that called you about applying Roundup with a paint roller.
Oh, I remember, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I listen every week.
I've used that tip. She had a, you know how, you know, sometimes you can't spray Roundup in certain areas because you don't want it to get anywhere.
Right.
She puts it in a pan with and gets a paint roller and then just rolls it in the areas that she wants.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Boom.
It was a great
idea.
No
drift.
If it's windy, it doesn't matter, right?
Right.
Well, it's always windy because I live near the river.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a good idea. That's a great
rose
idea.
All my bushes and everything. Oh, I was, you know.
Right,
so
exactly.
I'm going to try something different. And, of course, I'm 84 now, so.
Of course you are.
Sprayer around, it gets kind of rough.
Yeah, that can be.
Yeah.
You know, that's one product that we might see go away a little bit now, the Roundup.
The Roundup.
Yeah, they're starting to fight that heavy in the
We are fighting it desperately in California. You know that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So who knows? Who knows what will come out
if
next?
If it works, we can't have it. But
true.
I use it very sparingly. I have 5 acres, and I use it very... A gallon of Roundup will last me about 4 years.
And you're on 5 acres. Good for you.
Yep. I think of you guys every once in a while when I look around and I say, now what could I put here? Everybody says, you're overplanted.
Well, see, if you think of us, if you think of that and you're saying that, you're going to say, John would say a rose, and Tiger would probably say a fruit.
60 and 70 roses.
Good girl.
Always room for more, according to John.
Hey,
always room for more.
Tiger and Brian.
I had a nephew bring me a red maple.
Ah, says, that was
oh my
nice.
God, where am I going to put it? And we found a spot.
There you go. Hey, Brian and Tiger were so long-winded here that I found this 800 number for you. So if you want to order the meatball eggplant, call 1-800, and then it's 888-1447. Yeah, 888-1447.
1447.
Right. And, of course, you want to call them during the week.
Right.
All right. You guys are doing a great job.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Take
care. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Rosalind. Enjoy your 5 acres.
Oh, I do. Every
okay.
bit of it. Thank you
All
very
right.
much.
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you. And that does open up a line, 855-424-9825.
Jealous about the 5 acres.
Yeah, and all the potential roses that could be planted. You looking for emails, John?
No, I was just I have emails, but I was just checking to see if they had the meatball eggplant available. And they do.
Bam.
One packet of 35 seeds for $7.95. You know why they call it meatball, Tiger?
Yeah, because it's a round eggplant.
No. No, but, you know, that was a good faith.
It's something I would do. That's what he's learning from me.
Right. No, it's
just
because
make up an answer.
It's because it's a hardy eggplant. There's a lot of meat in it.
The flesh is really thick. Yeah, it's
thick flesh.
Yeah, so you get vine ripened meat.
Okay, we're going to take a break and come back here and, of course, take some of your phone calls. It is open phones for the entire hour at 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com with your email questions. Back with Tiger Falafox, Brian Main, John Bagnasco. Happy Easter weekend here at Garden America. And again, coming right back.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Buying Theravance Durazone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy a Roundup Extended Control.
But why? Durazone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah. Durazone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to Durazone.
Durazone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129.
800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Back, it is 22 minutes after the hour, and again, open phones the entire hour at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com with your email questions, as we're broadcasting live via Facebook, so we're getting some comments. Yeah. Positive comments for the most part.
Yeah, I don't understand the comments. Yeah. And I can't see them
here on Biz Talk Radio.
We just won't show them to John.
Exactly. What else do you have there for us, John?
I did say there was one from my daughter, which said that I was showing my age
because you couldn't understand Facebook.
I can't understand Facebook. I just need someone to show me, and I don't have time to do Facebook.
No.
Unlike you guys, I've got things to do.
You have a lot to do.
This email's from Steve, and did you put his photo?
Yes. So okay. If you go to our Facebook page, you'll see what we're talking about here. He sent us a picture of one of his big rose bushes, right?
Right, and so in case somebody has the same problem, they'll know what the answer is. And the question from Steve says, Happy Easter, garden buddies. My rose isn't looking too great. What does it need? Thanks, Steve. And
it's actually very colorful, all the leaves, but that's not the kind of color you want.
Yeah.
No, there's, I don't know if Tiger saw the picture.
Yeah.
So what it looks like, the yellow on the plant is rust. And rust is a disease that attacks roses this time of year. It usually is when the weather warms up in the summer, it just disappears, and all those leaves with rust will fall off. But here's one of the problems with rust, Steve, is if you look underneath those yellowing leaves, you'll see orange pustules.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no other way to put it.
Yeah. No color pustule is ever any good, but orange indicates rust, and they open up, and they put dust everywhere, and that's the beginning of new rust.
Yep.
So when you water your roses, especially if you water overhead, all those spores fall down on leaves below it and end up infecting them too.
And then when you clean up and you rake up around, you can spread it to other roses in your garden.
Exactly right. Now, some roses are more susceptible than others to rust. Some resist rust. But if you have it this time of year, there's a few things you can do. One is as soon as you notice those leaves turning color, pull them off and put them in a trash bag. Like Tiger was saying, don't let them fall to the ground. Or you can be preventive, and you can use something like Bayer Advanced All-in-One Rose Care, and you just put water at the base of your plant with that, and it'll protect your roses for up to 6 weeks against diseases and insects, and fertilize too. So it takes care of three necessities all at once.
Yeah, and you know the thing that people have to remember when taking care of roses throughout the year is you're trying to get protection year round, because there's, as we mentioned, the fruiting cycle, flowering cycle. The last thing you want to do is start trying to treat these problems right when you're in your full glory of your flowering of your roses, because a lot of these products are going to somewhat affect the flower later on. So if you could do anything in advance, it's always better.
Yeah, and unlike North Korea, in this case, a preemptive strike.
Wow.
Preemptive strike actually would be beneficial. And, you know, once you've got the problem, if you're trying to take care of it, then, I don't know why that was
what
so
a,
funny.
What a segue that was.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be current and solve problems.
Yeah, there you go.
So if you take care of these...
Preemptive strike is what you were talking
right,
about.
Yeah, if you take care of these problems before they occur, it's much easier than taking care
don't
of
wait.
Them after they're there. Right.
And especially if you know that based on your climate and the kind of rose you have,
right.
it's going to be happening. Take
Remember
care of
we
before.
Talked about indicator roses.
Yes.
And how in vineyards they plant... Well, the name of this one rose just went out of my mind. It's a pink rose. But this rose gets mildew very easily, and before the grapes do. So they plant they plant this at the end of each row, and when that rose gets mildew, they know, hey, we better spray the grapes now before they get it.
Before they get it. Yeah, that's good.
So I have a few indicator roses in my garden, too. So as soon as they get mildew, I know I need to spray all the roses or they're going to end up with it.
855-424-9825. Let's go to Beth in Santa Maria, who's taking advantage of the open phones this hour. 26 minutes after the hour. Hi, Beth. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Beth. How are you? You're on the air.
I can't hear you.
Okay, Beth. Can you hear me now?
No, a little louder.
Oh.
Boy, I'm shouting right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have your? Can you hear me now?
Anyway, happy Easter to all of you. Love your program.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
What's
can
your
you
question?
Yes, loud and clear, Beth.
Okay.
Loud and clear.
Okay. This has to do with carpet roses.
Okay.
Got it?
Yep.
Do you ever prune them?
Yes. You should prune them every
really
spring. Just like you would other roses, actually
every
late
hybrid,
winter, not
right.
Oh,
okay, because I've heard mixed messages on both. That you at least leave them alone, or you get on down to the bottom.
If you don't prune them, you end up with a tangled mess after a few years.
Okay, very good. I appreciate that. So,
all right,
it probably wouldn't be a bad time to do it right about now. But
you should have
pretty good.
Yeah, you could have done it a little bit earlier, but it's going to be fine to do it now. I have to confess, I'm still pruning back my roses. So yeah, go ahead and they'll fertilize them right after you do it, and fertilize
them too. Good.
Right, they'll respond with a good bloom.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, and have a happy Easter.
Same
Thank
to you,
you
Beth.
Care. We do appreciate that. We got the phone situation fixed there, so. Our crack staff doing a great job.
Excellent. So, you know, the carpet rose, that's nice because it does give you a lot of leeway. You can prune those back almost any time, and they'll come back for you, no problems. And they'll even flower.
I'm not really fond of flower carpet roses. But there
rose
are.
Rose snob.
Well, I like the, you know, if you want a ground cover rose, I just find the drift roses look better, and they're easier to maintain, and they actually bloom. I think you get more blossoms off a drift rose than a flower carpet. That's just my own opinion. You know, while we're on roses, we have another email question.
And we've got a minute to go. Can we do it in a minute? I think so.
You know what? I can set it up in a minute.
Look at that. He knows radio. We have the tease. Take the break and come back.
And we'll give the answer when we come back.
Because
this is one we need to think about. I'm not sure about this. This is from Rick in Monrovia, and he says, John, since you're a rose expert, already a challenge thrown down, he said, where's the oldest rose growing in California, and what variety is it?
Oh, wow.
Huh.
We're going from
the
rose
oldest rose in California
to
and what's the name of it?
Right.
We are going to think about that. Okay, and again, your questions, comments, john@gardenamerica.com. If you want to email, if you want to call us up, we'd love to hear from you. On this Easter weekend here, 855-424-9825. Again, that is toll-free, 855-424-9825. Or again, if you want to hit the old keyboard, john@gardenamerica.com. Garden America, Biz Talk Radio, coming right back.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Part of my program, getting from there to here, being able to ride my bike 620 miles every single year from San Francisco to San Diego, is because my friends here at Superbeats. You know, in 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to three scientists who discovered nitric oxide and the effects on the body. Doctors now refer to it as body's miracle molecule. Every one of the guys in my studio is taking this stuff. In the last 4 weeks that I've taken this, I'm going to tell you, I'm sleeping better, my knees are better, my nutrition better. By the way, beets are a nutritional gold mine. They're rich in vitamins, minerals, dietary nitrates, nitric oxide, all can help circulation, help maintain healthy blood pressure levels. I am confident. You buy 1 month supply of Super Beets, I'm going to give you 1 month supply free. Also, remember the free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You're going to love the results. I know it's working. I feel better. I feel more energy. You're going to feel better, too. Super Beats. Call right now, 800-808-0687. That's 800-808-0687. Or go to sullybeats.com. That's S-U-L-L-Y beats.com.
Wow, your flowers are gorgeous. What's your secret?
It's no secret. It's Bayer Advanced.
You mean these blue bottles?
Uh-huh. I protect my beauties with all-in-one rose and flower care. It's insect and disease control, plus fertilizer.
Really? What's this 12-month tree and shrub protect and feed?
Oh, I use it on my trees. It kills bugs for up to a year, plus it feeds. It's that easy. Hey, where are you going?
To get my own. I want a great yard, too.
Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Five minutes after the hour, back on your Saturday Easter weekend. Thank you for joining us and being part of our weekend, Easter weekend 2017 here at Garden America, 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com with your email questions. And we had a great email question right before the break, John, which gave us pause to think.
Well, I was asking about the oldest rose in California and what variety it was. And I told you during the break that if he had asked the oldest rose in the world, I could have told him about the rose in Hildesheim, Germany, which is over 1,000 years old. It grows on the side of a monastery, and that rose is a Rosa canina, the dog rose.
Wow.
So, but in California, you have to think what would be the oldest rose? Where would it have come from?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go back.
Its origin.
To the time of the missions.
I was going to say the missions.
Did Father Junipero Serra take any roses with him? And there was, in I think it was around 1917, early in the 20th century, there was a postcard with a picture of the San Gabriel mission. And on the postcard it said, the oldest living rose in California. So if it's still there, since at that time, early in the 20th century, it was the oldest living rose, that would probably be the oldest one.
Yeah.
But if that's not, then I would just say any of the missions that have roses in them probably have the oldest ones.
And what about cemeteries? Would that be a good place to look?
Well, but the missions would have brought the roses in.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, there's the native rose, right? Isn't there one native to California?
Yeah, there's several species native to California, but especially maybe you're thinking of Rosa californica.
Right.
Which is...
Can you say that on the air? You just did.
I did. Yeah, Rosa californica.
But I think he's talking about hybrid.
No, I think he's talking about one plant.
Oh.
Like what's the oldest living specimen of
Got
a
it.
Rose. And then what type would it would be that... Either would be a species or some of the early old garden rose types.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a rose at my house that's blooming right now that was hybridized by George Washington.
Ooh.
I did not know that.
You didn't know that he was a rose breeder, did you?
No, I would have guessed Thomas Jefferson.
No, Jefferson, I don't know if Jefferson did any.
But he was a gardener, right?
This one is called, by the way, Martha Washington.
Oh, I wonder how that happened.
Shocking.
Hey, dear, I got a rose. I'll name it after you.
Oh, you know what?
I want to know what he did so bad. Most guys just have to buy roses.
Right.
Well, he didn't make one.
But he didn't name it after his wife. It's named Mary Washington.
Afterwards.
So it's Mary Washington was his mother. So he named it after his mother.
Yeah.
But you were going to say?
What was I
going
to say?
Well, I thought you were going off in another direction.
On another tangent?
Related to what we were talking about.
I wanted Tiger to tell us about Margarita Bopp.
Oh, yeah. So
That's a dance move, right?
Right. You remember back in the day.
The Margarita Bop. Well, shot of tequila?
Well, it's fun because we're on Facebook now, and so we can have visuals, and we don't have to just... describe everything as I knock everything over.
No, but we can make a lot of noise. That's okay.
Exactly. So, you know, I brought in a few plants that I really like right now in the spring, and one of them is the Margarita Bop Penstemon. It's a native penstemon to our region, and it's a just magnificent bloomer. It's got little purple-blue flowers. It's kind of a shorter penstemon, kind of a sweeping growth. But the fun part about it is the name, Margarita Bop, is actually, the bop stands for back of the porch.
That's a good picture. We got a good shot right now.
Do we?
Close up, yes.
Perfect. And so the fun thing is it was a plant that was found on the back of a porch by a woman whose name was Margarita, and that's how they named this penstemon, is it was just found growing like at the stoop of her porch, and they're like, wow, that's a really pretty flower. And I think it was not Las Palitas, I can't remember who ended up kind of growing it commercially, but one of the native growers started growing it commercially, and you know, it's just a magnificent plant. I love having them.
Yeah, and this plant is so tough that the reason it became popular is it came up by itself and was just growing at the back of the porch. But they used to, like, put their bikes there, everything on top of this
Knock
plant.
It over, kick it.
Yeah, yeah. It just kept growing and blooming. And it blooms a lot of flowers.
Very tenacious.
Yeah, look at that. This is a lot of bloom.
Why don't you hold it up to the camera, John, right there?
I don't know where the camera is.
He's holding it up to his computer screen.
Lucky I know where I am. Actually, I was holding it up for Brian so he could see.
Yeah, no, I can see that. That's nice.
But, you know, it's fun. You know, right now it's spring. You know, you got the penstemons. I also brought in another fun plant. This is a chocolate Cosmo. So it's got a little brown flower, and it actually smells like chocolate.
Does it really?
And this one, it only smells like chocolate when it's in full sun and it's kind of warm outside to be able to get that fragrance.
Wish we had smell-o-radio.
Right. It smells exactly That's the next like step. Chocolate.
That's mm-hmm. the next step, smell-o-radio. Mm-hmm. But the chocolate Cosmo, and then I brought in some just general but amazing is the Jupiter's Beard or the Centranthus. These are all just filler flowers that I found in the nursery that are a lot of fun. They're showing color right now.
Yeah, they're nice.
You can incorporate them. In and amongst
what you're doing.
Exactly.
Right.
So they're not standalone plants, but they're great filler.
So if somebody comes to you and says, I'm you know, basing my landscape on ABC, and then you say, great, here's what we can do to fill in amongst ABC that will do very well.
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny because I get calls and texts from people all the time. And just last week I got a text from a friend saying, hey, he took a picture back by his pool and said, what can I put here? And I'm like, oh, blue hibiscus, Alliogene. Ah. And he's like, wow, great idea. You know, never thinking of it, but
right.
I'm like, you know, good plan.
And a blue hibiscus.
Goes with what else he has already, and boom, a
That's
good
what
plan
I need. I need a hibiscus in a pot. I keep talking about it. I love hibiscus.
Yeah.
I love hibiscus.
You don't want...
Not blue.
You don't want Alliogene, though. It's not good for what you want to use it for.
It isn't.
No, because it's kind of a drought-tolerant plant,
yeah.
But it gets huge. You want something that's going to like the shade.
And stay a little smaller.
And the exotic hibiscus really like the shade.
Okay. So think exotic.
I shouldn't say not pure shade, but.
Right.
You know.
I'm getting about five. There's probably 5 hours of sunlight right now in the patio.
You know where you can get some nice ones when the season starts is even at places like Home Depot.
That's what I was going to say, huh? That would be one place you might want to shop for something like that, exotic.
I developed years ago I think it's maybe like 6 or 7 years ago now, a line of hibiscus called Hibiscus, and there are a lot of the new hybrids, and it looks like a lipstick kiss on the tag. So if you see any of those are all great varieties.
Hibiscus.
Right, Hibiscus.
Yeah.
And they got names like Spin the Bottle and...
Oh, childhood making out games. Childhood kissing games. How about emails, John? Anything else out there that people are clamoring to know about?
Yeah, this is from Julie, and she says, hi, John. I have a Violette de Bordeaux fig tree in a pot in my patio. The leaves droop and even curl up a bit. I use Milorganite to fertilize it and let it go fairly dry between waterings. Is the leaf situation normal for this variety? I love the few figs that I get from it and do plan to put it in the ground eventually. You know, in the, maybe you have another idea, Tiger, but I'm thinking that if it's in a container and it's been there for a while, fig roots are pretty aggressive. And even though this is a dwarf fig, it might have filled up the pot. And if she's letting it grow really dry, go really dry between waterings, might not be getting enough water.
Right. And I don't know of any fig that would be its whole life in a container.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so right then and there, like what you're saying, I think it's got to be taken out of the container. Even something like a half whiskey barrel isn't going to be big enough for a fig.
Yeah. This is the dwarf one, though.
Yeah.
The little tiny one.
Yeah, but still, like, like you just said, they have such an aggressive root, and they grow so fast, and they take up so much
right.
that they need that soil to be able to fill that job. And what will happen is in the beginning of the season, it'll be fine, but then by the time the fruit right. comes around, it's used up everything, and it's no good anymore.
Yeah, so when it loses its leaves in the winter, no big deal, but when it's actively growing, maybe a little bit more water would help, Julie.
We have one more segment coming up after we take this break, so get your calls in. Toll free, 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Also, John at GardenAmerica.com on this Saturday, Easter weekend, here with your friends on Garden America.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. Biz TV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request Biz TV.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is our final segment, 52 minutes after the hour. News coming up top of the hour here on Biz Talk Radio. Get your calls in. Time is running out. 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com here on Biz Talk Radio. You're a happy guy, John. John's got a lot to do, not enough time to do it.
That's exactly right. Got an email from Patty in San Marcos. The subject is very interesting, radio/TV.
Ah!
Says, getting used to having the camera and the microphone would be difficult. By the way, hearing your conversation now. I wonder if she's talking about our conversation during the break.
During the break? Did you have it on the audio?
I don't think so.
Well,
I'm having trouble. I'm having to get a drink of water.
Go get a drink. We'll take care of it.
Are you okay? He needs water. Okay. Yeah, we can. John and I can fill.
Yeah.
Well, Patty, thank you for that. I hope you heard all the nice things we said about you.
Right. You know, you can't handle millennials too lightly. Got to let him go.
And do his thing?
Do his thing. Get a drink of water. Got another email here from Rick that says...
Rick in Monrovia?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are the dates for shipping your grafted tomatoes? Well, we're shipping Monday, April 17th.
Okay.
Then the next shipment is May 1st, and then the shipment after that is May 15th.
And that is the absolute last date, May 15th.
Absolute last. If we have something left over, it might go a little bit longer, but that pretty much is it. And if you're in California and you're thinking, well, I've had my tomatoes in for a month now, it's too late to plant. There's still plenty of time in California.
Oh, yeah.
You can plant all the way into May without any problem.
And Tiger's back with his water.
That was quick.
That was seamless. That was seamless. Much better. Very good.
See, and if we didn't have the camera, nobody would even notice.
No. But now.
Now everybody knows.
Everyone knows, and they can see.
All right. What else? Today's you're not at the nursery today. You don't. Do you ever work? You don't do the retail?
Not right now, no.
Okay. Because this is... Traditionally, in California, the busiest retail day of the year for garden centers.
Yeah, it's going to be fun out there. There's a lot of fun stuff to see, A lot of fun stuff to get familiar with out there in the garden center. We were just talking about the filler flowers and just the different things that are happening right now. I mean, we work on a few properties, and right now all the properties are in full bloom. So it's almost hard to go wrong right now in the garden.
Other parts of the country, it's Mother's Day weekend is the biggest weekend of the year. And even though in California, even though Easter Saturday is the biggest day, Easter Sunday's one of the slowest days of the year.
Everyone's chilling.
Yeah.
Hunting. Easter hunting.
That's true, huh? Easter eggs.
Yeah.
That just reminded me. I don't know why Easter eggs reminded me, because it has nothing to do with it. But over where my office is, there's a magnolia tree, and this branch of the magnolia comes over the deck. And there's a little hummingbird nest right there, just right about eye level. And you can, the little babies hatched last week, and you can see the mother now come and feed them, and they poke their little, two of them are in there, poke their little heads off.
I told you about a hummingbird nest, right? I have one in the patio.
Do you have?
Yes.
This year?
The eggs just hatched, I'm going to say, no more than a week ago.
Oh, I didn't know that. You told me in the past, but I didn't know about this year.
So when we had, well, those were sparrows or finches, but we got a hummingbird who made her nest in, what is that plant? Anyway, it's against the corner, out of the way from predators.
The ficus.
No, it's not in the ficus, no. So anyway, we read up on hummingbirds. I said, well, where's the male? Every other bird that's been here, we've always seen the male and female work with each other. And they say, you know, once they mate, the male goes off, and he's mating with other female hummingbirds, and it's up to her to take care of the nest. So I'm seeing these eggs in there. I'm like, well, when are the eggs going to hatch? And they said, usually two and a half weeks. Sure enough, they hatched, and she knows we're in the house because she'll flutter and look at us, and I can come out in the patio, and she'll hang out for a while and then fly away. But she's in the midst of feeding her little chicks, too, and there's two of them. Very small little nest, and it's about eye level.
You have flowers on your patio, right?
Yep.
That they can use for nectar,
and that's what she's doing. I've seen her. She goes over there, comes back, and then feeds her.
You know,
feeds the babies, I should say.
I was reading something on the internet about birds, and they said that it's an old wives' tale. You know how they say,
you touch a bird,
yeah. If a bird falls out of a nest, the mother will never come back because of the human smell. And they said, you know, birds can't smell, so they don't know.
It's not true.
Really?
But I know.
Birds
I know
can't
that,
smell?
No.
I didn't know that.
When I go out into the patio and she flies away, I know she's watching me still, wherever she is. And I make it a point to go over there and take a look at the eggs or the chicks so she sees that I'm looking and then leave them alone. And then she's a little more trusting.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, do you still have your hummingbird feeder up?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You got a lot going on there.
There's
patio.
A lot going on in that patio, I'll tell you. Okay, we are getting close to the end of the show here, 57 minutes after the hour. Again, John, I'm sure people are wondering, and you've mentioned how many times, the shipping dates. First of all, Monday, the 17th, and then you have two more shipping dates after that.
May 1st, May 15th.
There you go.
And pretty much everything in our lineup is available. I think I might even add some new products for the May 1st shipping date. We have some varieties of tomatoes that we haven't had this year. We did add black icicle. I'm trying to think if I put it up on the website. But black icicle is one of those tomatoes that people really like. For some reason, there's a huge following of the dark tomatoes, the chocolate-type tomatoes. There's black creme, black icicle. I'm trying to think what other black. We used to have Paul Robeson, which we don't have anymore. But anything that has that little bit of smoky type flavor to it, people really like.
Well, it's fun and different, too.
Yeah.
It's different than the normal red tomato. Anything black. Black rose, black petunia, black tomato.
Hey, that's going to do it. Have yourself a great Easter Sunday. Thank you for spending part of your Easter weekend with us. For the entire crew, I want to thank Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll do it again next weekend here on Garden America, Biz Talk Radio. Till then, get growing America. Take care and be safe. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.